You knew me 5 years ago, like, I'm not even singing in front of you. Mm-hmm. Someone else is home, I'm not singing. And so I've really, really had to grow into it.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Powell, and here on the Peach Jam Podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians, from hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performances and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. On this episode, you'll hear how a young artist who once hid her voice now uses blues and soul music to make people feel something real.
It is the most disgustingly wonderful place ever. I'm Frankie No Name. I am from Atlanta, Georgia, and I do soul music, blues music, soul music, blues music.
You're not quite sure if it's soul or blues.
No, because, like, I use soul as an umbrella, but really, like, blues is, like, where I live and, like, what I was kind of raised in. But, I mean, now being here, everybody kind of has a different definition of, like, what soul music is or what blues music is even. So I don't think I have to be sure, but, you know, I think soul blues / in between the two.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of this world, with the troubles of this world, with the troubles of this world. Soon I will be done with the troubles of this world. I'm going home to live with God. I believe I'm gonna meet my mother over there. I believe I'm gonna meet my mother over there. I believe I'm gonna meet my mother over there. I'm going home to live with God.
Okay, so when I just turned 22, I moved from North Carolina to Alaska, and I lived there for like 15, 16 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool. It was mostly winter, as it is there. But the summer was gorgeous. And I wasn't doing music there at all. I walked dogs for a living in like 4 layers of clothes. And I did the barista thing at a cute little coffee hut called Java Hut. Shout out Java Hut. And then I ended up moving to California to do a sound engineering internship.
Mm-hmm.
And I met really cool people through that. I got into live music, doing live music there. And it didn't take long for, I loved what I was doing there and the people that I was working with and the lifelong friendships that I made. Yeah, I was in California, I would say almost 2 years then.
Okay.
And then I ultimately made the jump to leave sunny 75, God's perfect weather, 10 minutes from the beach, the best burrito you'll ever have in your life. To come here and do, like, just the reality was, like, being back in the South is, like, where this kind of music really knows how to live.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, not to be, you know, energetically, historically.
There ain't gonna be no more weeping and wailing. There ain't gonna be no more.
You've lived a lot of life. I mean, you're doing things that people dream of or wish they could do. Just, I'd love to move to Alaska and live there for a bit and just do whatever work I can find. Walk a dog. Yeah.
The dog grooming helped with that. You know?
I imagine
no
so.
No one had to handle an animal. Sure
and,
helped.
And then go to California and do a sound engineering internship and live by the beach.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
I just was ready to leave Alaska, and I was like, I'm not going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I was still at that age, too, where I was just like, if I go back to Sanford, North Carolina, I'm a failure.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Wouldn't have been the case at all. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people that I grew up with still live there and love it. You know what I mean? It's like to each their own. But I was just determined, I'm all the way up, I'm gonna go all the way down and find something to do. Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
With the troubles of this world, with the troubles of this world, with the troubles of this world, soon I will be done. With the troubles of this world, I'm going home to live with God. I'm going home to live with God. I'm going home to live with God.
When you moved to Atlanta with the desire to sing and play in live music, like, what's the first step to being able to meet the right people to be able to do that?
Oh, so I moved here. I knew one person, like, just through the world of music online.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I go to a show at Sweetwater, which coincidentally enough is where I work now. And they're like, you know, go see Cody Matlock at Northside Tavern. And so I did. And I met Cody in person. I unfollowed him on Instagram and followed him again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like move up, you know what I mean? And be like, hey, remember meeting me? Cause I mean, he's insanely talented. He's mm-hmm. a great guy. And he's, you know, somebody you want on your team as far as, like just that, he's talented, but he's also like a good person with a good heart. I feel like that's important, is not having superficial relationships. I think if you're gonna do music, especially soul music, you kind of have to have that relation, you know what I mean? But so I went to Northside and Cody had a jam at the Monkey Barrel in Marietta, which is now, rest in peace, Monkey Barrel Jam.
Mm-hmm.
But I went there the following Thursday. And so maybe I had maybe been here 5, 6 days, something like that. So I went to that jam and I sang a B.B. King tune and I met people through that. And then, you know, the circle just continues to expand and I met people going to Blind Willie's and Northside Tavern pretty much.
The season has faded, turned into what we have now. Another system created to cope with the drought. As I look back on my choice,
you have a very big voice. It you filled the room here. We're in a fairly large studio here at GPB, and like your voice absolutely filled the room. Was that the same when you were doing musical theater in high school, or was it a skill that you've worked on?
So I would say no. I would say. So for musical theater, I think I was just trying really hard to sound like the environment around me. You know what I mean? And I thought I was like bad. I thought I was not a good singer because I couldn't quite master that like nice, dainty, pretty situation. But then my senior solo was At Last by Etta James. And I think that's the first time I heard something like that, where they're like, whoa, that was like huge for like you. But I don't think it's always been that way, but I think I allowed myself to grow into it. And it's the most natural, I think, state of being when it comes to me singing. But I had to come into it. I had to let it become. I like to sing sweet and little and, you know, harmonies and do whatever, but I really like my low, big voice. I hated it for a really long time, really long time. If you knew me 5 years ago, like, I'm not even singing in front of you. Mm-hmm. Someone else's home, I'm not singing. And so I really had to grow into it, but I'm glad I did. Come here now.
Can you give me a little bit of At Last?
Right now?
Sure.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. And life is like a song, yeah, yeah, at last.
Is that easy for you?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes. Yes. But what's not easy is, like, I never learned how to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a vocal coach, and I didn't like learn from even in high school and doing all that stuff. You kind of just show up and give what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody taught me how to. So you can hear, like, I'm a little raspy, and I think I lose it very easily because I don't know anything about technique. I don't know anything about preservation. And I've been learning here and there, just, you know, Dr. Googling it. How do I take care of it? Because I don't want to lose it. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like finally at a place in my life where, like, I'm not afraid of it. I'm not embarrassed of it. Like, just then when you were like, can you give me a little bit of that? And I, like, turned away from you. That was like high school me
mm-hmm.
being like, oh my God, people are about to, not even because of the song. That was just an added bonus. But, it's easy to do, but I now have to, if I want to keep it and I want to do it forever, because now I am not afraid of it. Then I have to learn how to take care of it.
And when you look at a stranger, is it yourself that you see? Why handle difference with anger when justice is free?
I want to go back to something you said. You said that if I talked to you 5 years ago, if we'd known you 5 years ago, that you wouldn't sing in the house. If somebody was there, you wouldn't show it to anybody. I want to know what changed to make it where now you're proud of your voice.
So the thing, like, the shift was, like, I need to start doing this. Like, I need to stop being so afraid to be me in a situation, not even having anything to do with music. It was more just like, stop, like, being a people pleaser and, like, saying what people want to hear. And, like, you know, stop sacrificing your own peace, like, for other people's peace. Stop shrinking yourself so that other people can digest you easily. And that's been a journey, because here we are, like, over 2 years later, and I'm still checking myself and I'm still teaching myself a lot about that. But that's kind of where that started. So, like, when that happened, and then I went to a show, that's when I kind of put those things, when I met the people that were like, oh, you know, you sing, cool, like, send me some stuff. That when those things crossed over is where I was like, this is something that you can do to stop shrinking yourself to be more digestible for other people and making them feel comfortable. Like, I want to be comfortable now. I'm kind of like super bored of being uncomfortable. You know, let's try something else. Let's do the uncomfortable thing to be comfortable.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
You have some connections to other members of the Peach Jam family. I saw you at Terminal West with one of my favorites, with Eddie Ninevolt. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got to meet you and talk about being on the show. So what is your connection to him? How'd you meet him? Tell me about that.
So it was while I was in the internship in California. Mm-hmm. This was late 2022. I found him on Spotify. I found Little Black Flies was on my Discover Weekly. And then, like, I go to the, I'm like, what? No, no way. So I go to the album and then I go to the thing, whatever, and I see Left My Soul in Memphis and I'm like, he's like, gotta be my age-ish. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm 26 and I think he's 29 or maybe 30 now, but like, you know, ish. And so I'm like, what? So I reached out to him on Instagram. I was just like, hey, dude, like, I live in California and like, this is so dope and refreshing. Like, thank you for like making this. But I mean, I don't know. So we just like followed each other on Instagram. I like stuff just became, you know, like internet friends. Like, and I just followed along with what he was doing and kind of learned through seeing what he was doing. Like, I'm, you know, that is kind of starting in me going, oh, I want to do that. Like, he's my age. He's like from the South. Like, he's doing something that I want to do. You know what I mean? And so I just kept along with it. And I just watched it all happen. Watched him grow a lot even until I moved here. And then got to be his like friend in real life, which is cool. And that's who I went to see at Sweetwater. The first show that I saw in town, I saw him at Sweetwater, and he said, go see Cody. He and Cody have known each other for a really long time. And so I went and saw Cody. And I had followed Cody because of something that Eddie Ninevolt put out that I followed him and I followed Cody. I think I also followed Spencer Pope, a keyboard player, just from a post of his maybe, and been like, all these dope musicians, I'm just gonna follow him. Because I remember as I would meet people, I'd be like, oh, I'm already following you. That's cool. Yeah. And then we wrote a song together. He had a riff. I was at work. He had a riff. He sent me just an instrumental that had a really awesome, very Alabama Shakes-esque riff on a Monday. And on a Tuesday, I like had a hook and went to his studio and we put it together and wrote the rest of it in like an hour and a half, made a demo. And then did it at Terminal West.
You're a hired gun.
Hired gun, man. Yeah.
And then you were telling us that a similar thing happened with Jesse Williams, where you met Jesse Williams after following her for a long time.
She followed me when I lived here, I'm going to say 5 days to a week. I'm going to give it 2 days just in case I'm wrong. But like she followed me and I followed her back and we were mutuals. The internet is a crazy thing. We were mutuals and then just, it was Johnny Thompson's birthday, whatever day that is. He's a drummer in Atlanta. He's insanely talented. He plays drums for her. And she was there on his birthday. They had just played at a museum. They were at Blind Willie's. Anyway, that's long story short. I was at Blind Willie's. They were at Blind Willie's. I was, hey, Johnny, happy birthday. I turn around. I'm like, you're Jesse Williams. She's like, yeah, da, da, you're Frankie No Name. I was like, yeah. And this was 2-3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago max.
Mm-hmm.
And we just met in person. I had to have hugged her like 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just so sweet. Yeah. So maybe I'll be Jesse's hired gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you. So what's the future for you?
Oh, I just want to be everywhere at once. On a larger scale. You know, I think for the purpose of, I want to make people feel things. I think that's the beautiful part about blues music and then roping it into soul music, or soul music and then more specifically blues music, is it's just, you know, if you think about it, it's a format. And it's about what you make it. So anybody can go play a blues and it's like, cool. But if you play the blues, I think that's what's different. I think if you have that thing that makes blues blues, like, I want to make people feel things. I want people to cry in good ways. Of course, I don't want to make people sad. And I want to do that at whatever scale I'm supposed to. I don't have any expectations, and I don't have, like, you know, everybody likes to be like, when I'm playing Madison Square Garden, like, if whatever kind of, like, that'd be awesome. You know what I mean? But if that doesn't happen for me, it's because it wasn't supposed to, and I'm reaching who I need to reach on a more immediate scale. And I think that's the only expectation that I have, is take care of my voice so that I can keep doing this at the level, whatever level I'm supposed to be doing it. Whether it's my immediate community or it's the whole earth. When I say that's not up to me, I mean, like, you can work and work and work, and I'm going to. But I'm gonna be where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there. And that's the end of that. So I just wanna, give. Yeah, that's what's next. Keep doing that. Keep being everyone's. Making music with everybody. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, you can catch all three songs from Frankie No Name, start to finish, on GPB's YouTube page. And don't forget to leave a quick rating or review. It helps more than you know. If you like what we're doing here on Peach Jam, please tell somebody. Tell your friends, tell your neighbor, tell your pastor, your mailman, state representative, whoever you can find. And if this is your first time here, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You might just find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. On the next episode of Peach Jam, you're going to meet a member of the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame.
It's a lot of fun. It's nice to be noticed, I guess. I just do what I love, and I make music with people that I love to be around. That's one of the beautiful things about music. Most people don't realize music is about the hang.
Lloyd Carter is on the next episode of the Peach Jam Podcast. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast and look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.